With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The opening days of March have delivered some major news and political developments. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In like a lion, out like a lamb refers to stormy weather at the beginning of March. For President Trump, the first week of March was like a lion politically. Over the past few days, he launched a war against Iran, which led to a spike in oil prices. He fired controversial Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, and he received a Labor Department report that saw the economy lose tens of thousands of jobs in February. The flurry of activity came as the president tries to convince voters to keep Republicans in the majority in Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, has revealed that Iranian negotiators openly boasted about stockpiling enough highly enriched uranium to produce 11 nuclear bombs during the first pre-strike meeting.
That disclosure casts doubt on the effectiveness of prior diplomatic efforts and underscores why military strikes were carried out after other options failed. Witkoff says the U.S. offered Iran free nuclear fuel for peaceful energy use, but Tehran rejected it outright.
As correspondent Ron Taylor, Witkoff's account challenges the narrative that past monitoring and deals, including former President Obama's nuclear agreement, successfully curbed Iran's weapons ambitions. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst spoke with the Salem Radio Network this week about progress in the war and said all options need to be on the table for the U.S. military.
We have no idea how long this engagement will go, Operation Epic Fury. It could last a matter of weeks. It could extend longer. But what we have to recognize is that whatever it takes to end the threat of Iran needs to be on the table.
That's Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, and this is SRN News. Texas is suing an abortion pill provider, Michael Harrington reports.
Attorney General Ken Paxton accuses Aid Access of illegally shipping abortifacients into the state in violation of its pro-life laws. In his complaint, Paxton says, quote, Aid Access's illegal acts in Texas are not theoretical. They have already caused the deaths of unborn children across the state. Aid Access is a notorious part of a growing network of out-of-state abortion traffickers that deliberately target Texas residents. Michael Harrington reporting.
Michelangelo's iconic painting, The Last Judgment, is getting a facial. A team of restorers is removing a chalky white film of salt that has accumulated over the Renaissance masterpiece since its last major renovation 3 decades ago. The cleaning operation expected to be completed by Easter in the first week of April, to be precise, and the public can continue to visit the Sistine Chapel in the meantime. This is SRN News. President Trump says he and Congress need to address the expensive problem of paying college athletes.
The president brought together lawmakers, coaches, college presidents, and TV executives for a White House roundtable discussion. He warned that the soaring costs of paying college athletes is harming schools, and the problem is getting worse.
Republicans accuse Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and the state's Attorney General Keith Ellison of stalling to fight fraud in government programs. Congressman Tom Emmer of Minnesota also questions how long those state leaders knew about the problem.
We found out that according to the assistant commissioner of the Department of Education at the time, that both Tim Walz and Keith Ellison were advised by their office of the fraud and the illegitimacy of the Feeding Our Future group in April of 2020.
Emmer was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. You'll find more stories at srnnews.com.